Hello, my name is Deion Graves. I'm from Durham, North Carolina. I'm a teen with the My Durham program. I am here with Joyce Hester and Judith Gill. Today is May 8, 2019. I am recording this interview from the Durham Armory in Durham, North Carolina. First question, how old were you in July 1969?
This is going well already. We don't even know I ain't.
20 years old.
In June.
You
19. I was 19.
Mm-hmm. Right. Second question. Where were you living?
I lived in Brooklyn, New York.
I was in Boston, Massachusetts.
Boston, Massachusetts. Yep. Third question. What were you doing? Were you working in a school or like someplace else?
Someplace else. I can't remember what I was working. Might have been working for Blue Cross Blue Shield. That's been like many moons ago.
I was in Brooklyn College, and I believe I was working. I don't know if I was still with the telephone company. I'm not sure. You probably work for telephone company also.
I did work out.
That's okay.
It's a close call between the two.
Okay. All right. Fourth question. What was happening around you?
And this is June 1969?
The year 1969.
Yeah. I mean, throughout the whole 1960.
Oh, gosh. Back in those days, all I did was work, came home and work. And
we kind of witnessed a lot. A lot of things was happening, a lot of changes.
Yeah.
Society.
Was that when the New York, what was the Connecticut thing? Woodstock. Was that in the 70s?
Woodstock, that was in the early...
Was it?
I thought it was 70? Late 60s, early 70s. I'm not sure.
Probably
Woodstock.
Early 70s. Yeah.
We were dressed like we are now. We had our afros going. We were come home from school. Weekend, maybe a nice little party or so.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
definitely.
Had to celebrate the weekend.
That's right. The music was good. James Brown, The Temptations.
Oh, absolutely.
Four tops.
the lady from Boston that sung that song you said you like, I think she played in Woodstock.
What song I like to hear? Say it again.
Oh, I can't say. I can't.
Oh, don't worry. Hum it. We can get it. Oh. Gloria Gaynor?
No.
I want some hot. Oh, Donna Summer?
Donna Summer,
the disco queen.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Studio 54 was in full swing then. I mean, Andy Warhol. Wow, we were dating ourselves.
I know.
I don't know if I want to continue. But it was a tumultuous time, but it was also a fun time growing up. And I treasure that because what I see going on now, what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
It saddens me. But
yes.
Yeah. See, that's true. Fifth question. Did you watch the moon landing in 1969?
Yes.
I think everyone was glued.
Is that the one you're referring to?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think everyone was pretty much glued to their television.
My husband, my now husband.
He didn't know that.
He had the album, you know, they had made an album and it talked you through the whole thing.
Oh, okay, nice.
Threw them all away.
You probably should have kept them, darling. Look in the basement. We'll see.
They're
gone, long gone. Like all our albums, wow. We should have saved those. Yeah, but it was the moon landing. That was fantastic. Mm-hmm. It was really, really. Mm-hmm. And then when we heard about, and then we saw the movie with the three women who.
Hidden Figures,
yes. Uh-huh. Oh, that made it even so much more. Mm-hmm. I certainly wish we knew about it then, but...
Mm-hmm. But we didn't.
We didn't, and time moves on, and changes take place, and things of that nature. So, but I'm telling you, it was wonderful. It was good. Exciting time. I'm quite sure everyone was just glued to their TV because it's a moon landing. Who would have thought?
Yeah, right.
All right. Where were you during the moon landing in 1969?
Where were you? What were you doing? Where was the place? I was in Brooklyn, New York, and I was probably watching television.
Right.
Without a remote. Right. You had to get up. We got up and we changed the channel.
You have color.
We had color, whatever color, and we had the antennas and aluminum foil if it didn't work right. You twisted it, but we may do. We actually turned the TV.
I know.
We only had about four stations.
We were the remote control.
We were the remote control.
Yes.
Thank you. I've got more controls. All right. Who were you with in 1969 during the moon landing?
I don't know if my husband was working or not. I don't know. I can't remember who I was with.
I think I remember my parents being there. Probably a sibling or two, and people from the neighborhood. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What last questions? What did the moon landing mean to you?
It was more for me. It was more unbelievable. Like, really, landed on the moon? And we're living to hear it, and he's living to tell the story. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I think
just
we were
amazing.
Like stunned, and actually see him just walking, and you're like, wow. Someone's actually landed on the moon.
Mm-hmm. Like a sci-fi movie now, you know, you can't believe it.
Yeah, that's right. But it was exciting, and it was, you couldn't believe it. I mean, you were... They talked about it in school, the kids and everything, but it was, I think it was pretty exciting time, pretty exciting thing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that was all the questions from this paper.
Is that it already?
Well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much for the interview.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And taking us back. I don't know about that part.
I just hope we gave accurate information.
Accurate information.
Well, who would really know, right? This is just we.
Exactly. Who would know? And I guess the folks our age, they're probably the same thing.
Oh, and they were in New York and Boston, with us, so, we can make anything up.
There you go. This is fun. Thank you.
You're welcome. Those two.